Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
So before I begin, I'd like to thank God and thank you for this opportunity to get to know you for the past couple of days.
感谢神让我有这个机会在这过去几天里面认识大家。
So now you're going to find out a lot more about me than I was able to communicate in Chinese.
现在你们会发现关于我更多关于我的故事，以及我如何懂得中文。
So this is the testimony of how I became your brother in the True Jesus Church.
这是关于我如何成为真教会的一员的见证。
So actually, my journey as a Christian, you could say, started when I was a baby.
我信仰的旅程其实是从我当是一个婴孩的时候开始。
My mother, she had me baptized, sprinkling, in the Catholic Church.
在我还是个婴孩的时候，我母亲就让我在天主教的教堂里面接受滴水的洗礼。
But my family never went to church. So my real journey of faith probably began when I was 10 years old.
但我的家庭都没有从未去过教会，我真正的信仰是从我十岁开始。
My mom and my father were having some problems, and so my friend's mother used the opportunity to invite us to church.
我的父母之间发生了一些问题，那也借着这个机会，我母亲的朋友邀请我母亲到教会去。
So the church that we went to, it was very evangelical.
那个我所去的教会，他们是很强烈的在传福音的。
But they had a very simple gospel message. They just said, you have to accept Jesus into your heart, and then you're saved, and you will go to heaven.
他们大力传福音，但他们传的内容是很简单的，说你要信神，所以你就可以到天国去。
So I can remember my sister and I in the Sunday school class, and the Sunday school teacher, she said, if you say this prayer, accepting Jesus in your heart, you will go to heaven. And if you don't say it, then you will go to hell.
我的妹妹和我有参加主日学的课，在主日学课当中，那个老师告诉我说，你要和我这样子祷告，你如果这样子祷告，你就可以到天国去，如果不，那你就会到永生地狱去，永死的地狱去，对不起。
And so that was it. My sister and I, we said the prayer, and so I thought then I was saved and I was going to heaven, and that was all we had to do.
所以我跟我的妹妹就跟着那个老师这样子祷告，那我想说我应该就一定可以进入永生的天国。
So whenWe were about 13. When I was about 13, my family, we joined another church. We went to the Baptist church. And in the Baptist church, of course, they believe that you can't just be baptized anyway. You have to be baptized under water and brought up.
在我13岁的时候，我的家庭又到了浸信会去。在浸信会当中，他们认为洗礼不可以只是滴水洗，也不可以只是在一个盆子里头洗，要入水洗。
And so, of course, then I was baptized in the Baptist church. So then I thought that was it. Now I've done all. I'm saved. Now my sins are washed away in the Baptist church. And so that was my second baptism.
所以在这个教会，我有了我第二次的洗礼。第一次是在天主教堂里接受滴水洗，这次是在浸信会接受洗礼。
But a test of my faith came when I was about 17 years old.
但我的信仰之旅其实是从我的17岁开始。
My father and I both became very sick. We had this sinus infection. And the sinuses are here, I don't know.
在我17岁的时候，我父亲和我同得了一种病毒的病。那这个病症会影响到，他比的应该是太阳穴。
And so it's a very unusual infection. In fact, the doctors couldn't properly diagnose it. And when they would give us the penicillin, it wouldn't cure it.
这个病的病症是很不寻常的，那医生说这是一个没有办法医治的病。
And another effect of the sickness was I had low blood sugar and no energy.
另外一个症状就是我有低血糖和没有精神。
And so actually I was like a straight A student. I was on very top of my like class all the time. But after this, I couldn't even like pass my tests anymore. I couldn't concentrate. And actually I got depressed and I started actually with some friends from the church. We started doing some bad things together and I fell away from God.
在生病之前，我是学校里面算是最优秀的学生族群当中的一员。但生病之后，因为没有精神，没有办法读书，我开始离开学校，并且开始尝试接受一些不好的习惯，比方说毒瘾。
Yeah, and so this was between 17 years old and 21. And my father, he was got depressed too, and he left my mother. And so you know, things got just worse and worse. Pretty soon I was like smoking drugs and I was actually selling drugs. But anyway, I ended up getting a girlfriend and she got pregnant and we had a child. So,
我这场病长达四年之久，从17岁到21岁。那在我和我父亲生病的这段期间，我的父亲也离开了家庭，和我母亲离开。那因为我又吸烟又抽毒，又吸毒，所以后来在最后的时候，我发觉我有了一个非婚生的女儿。那我跟我的女朋友住在一起。
Yeah, so finally when I was 21 years old, they gave me enough drugs to cure the illness and I got better.
在21岁的时候，他们给了我大量的药，那这些药能够抑制这些病毒，那我有比较复原。
And so my life totally turned around, and so after failing like university 4 times, I actually went back to the top of the class the next year.
他后来，我后来从大学被退学了三四次之后，那我终于能够又再回到了一个比较正常的生活。
And so at that time, an old youth pastor he invited me. He says to go to church, go back to church.
那在当时，很多之前的认识的传道者们就劝我回到教会去。
And so I went with him, and actually when I started to pray, I felt so sorry for the things that I had done when I left God.
当我重新开始跪下祷告的时候，我开始觉得心中很后悔，也很悔恨之前所做的一切。
So I would say sorry to God like several times a day, and this went on for a year.
我在长达数年的期间，我常常一天就多次的向神祷告，向神悔改认罪。
And so I determined that I was going to do everything I could with my life to serve God.
我愿意尽我所能的一切去服侍神。
And so I would read my Bible like several hours a day, and I would pray like a long time, and evangelize, and try to give my money and everything I could.
在这段时间，我有时候会一天读圣经五六个钟头，那也做长时间的。祷告，那大量就是致力于宣传福音的工作，并且把我所拥有的给救济穷人。
So when I was about 27, then I had a very unusual encounter with God.
在我27岁那一年，发生了一件不寻常的事。
My mother invited me to a Christian camp, and these Christians are meeting in the mountains.And so when I got there, I found they were all praying in these strange tongues. And actually, Actually, it kind of made me nervous.
Okay. 在27岁那一年，我的母亲邀请我到去参加一个很靠近山边的户外步道的聚会。那在那里，他们祷告的声音是很奇怪的，而且我当时看到的时候，我觉得很紧张。
So anyways, they asked people to come to the front, and so I came to the front, and I was feeling bad about too much worldly things, thinking about too many worldly things, and so I just thought I would confess my sin. But when I got to the front, right away the preacher he ran up and he put his hands on my stomach.
那次我去参加他们的户外步道活动时，他们邀请我到前面去祷告。那我是在排队的列伍中的最后一位，但那位传道者就直接跳过前面的人，直接走向我，那把他的手放在我的胃上面。那我的胃曾经因为我生病，所以他曾经胀得很大。那这位传道者把手放在我的胃上。
Yeah, I think she said it, but my stomach from my illness stuck out like this from the years. And anyways, so right after he prayed for me, right after he put his hands on my stomach, all the people prayed for me.
当他把手放在我的胃上面的时候，肚子上面的时候，所有的当场的会众都一同为我祷告。
And when he prayed for me, all of a sudden it's like this love descended down on me, like this power descended down on me.
那种感觉就像一个很大的力量从上降到我的身上。
And this power was so great. It was like, I was like, it just filled my whole body with this incredible joy.
那是一个很大的能力，我觉得我全身充满了喜乐。
And this kind of joy I could never describe to you or relate to you, or I've never ever experienced.
这种这么强烈的喜悦是我从前未曾经历过的。
And the depths of this love, I cannot even explain to you.
那种爱也是我无法形容的。
And so, anyways, I was walking around almost like drunk with this love that descended on me for 3 days. I was walking around, and my stomach was healed. My stomach got better.
在从那天开始的连续三天里面，我就像喝醉酒的人一样到处行走，可是我心中是充满喜乐，而我的胃病也在那一次的祷告之后就被治疗好了。
So this is like, I guess, the closest I ever come to God. But, and from this point on, I just saw miracle after miracle.
我以为这是我最接近神的时候，而且从那时候起，我就一直不断的看到神迹、奇迹。
So, anyways, I of course went to churches that had more spiritual power in them, and after a while, experiencing some miracles and there were some things I kind of questioned. It was quite exciting, but some things disturbed me, and I decided to go to a church that didn't have miracles.
Okay.那样的喜悦跟那样强大的力量持续了蛮久，那我也因此而决定说我应该到一个属灵的教会去。
So after about four years at this quieter church, I met two sisters, two of our sisters, got a job at the office where I was working.
我在那个教会待了大约四年之久，之后我们公司雇用了两位女性，那她们刚好是教会的姐妹。
And so we would have a weekly Bible study at our office.
在当时我们办公室有每周读经的活动。
But I thought it was strange because the sisters, they didn't want to come to the Bible study.
可是很有趣的是，那两位姐妹似乎很虔诚，但她从不曾参与我们的读经活动。
And I thought they were very devout Christians, and so I thought it was strange that they didn't come. But I saw the name of the church that they went to is True Jesus Church.
对我而言，这是很不可思议，他们居然不来参与我们的活动。那我又看了一下他们所属教会，他们的名字是真耶稣教会。
So I thought, that's a pretty cool name.
这个名字还蛮酷的嘛。
And so then about that time, I thought, well, you know, I used to go into churches that had a lot of miracles and spiritual power, and I thought, I have to go to a church that has the Holy Spirit. And I thought to myself, I bet you the True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
在那之前，我所去的教会是一个充满了奇迹的教会，但我觉得我应该去一个有圣灵的教会，而真耶稣教会应该是有圣灵的吧。
And so I asked one of the sisters to invite me to church, and so I started going every week.
所以那个姐，其中一位姐妹邀请我到真教会去，我就开始了我参与真教会的活动。
And so every week we would pray in tongues, and of course I would pray in my prayer language, like I could pray in tongues already. So I would pray in my prayer language, and I thought it was great. The church was great, and then but I thought, boy, it's too bad that they can't pray in tongues as good as I can. They all seem to make just one sound.
Okay, 我到真教会以后，我跟他们一样，同样跪下来祷告。那我用我的灵言祷告，那他们的灵言显然有另外一个版本。那我一直觉得说很可惜的，他们祷告不能像我一样有很多声音，他们总是用同样的声音在祷告。
And so one day it was like a spiritual convocation, we were praying for a long time.
在一次的灵会时，我们祷告较长的时间。
And so we were already praying for half an hour, and my mouth was getting sore from praying in tongues for so long.
在30分钟的祷告之后，我的舌头开始觉得很酸很累。
And so then they said, "Well, come to the front." And then I thought, "Oh no, I'm so tired." But I went up to the front and it was hard, so hard to pray.
在30分钟祷告之后，他们邀请我到前面来祷告。我想说，哦，不要吧，我已经祷告那么久了，我嘴巴已经很累了。可是我还是勉强自己到了前面来祷告。
And so when I got to the front, I could only like pray like a few words. I just said, "Help me, Holy Spirit."
到了前面祷告的时候，因为我很累，所以我只讲了说，圣灵，请帮助我祷告。
So the second I said those words, the shock went through my body.
在讲了这一句话之后，突然有一阵电流通过我的身体。
First, the back of my tongue started rolling really fast, and my body was moving.
那就突然间我的舌头开始转动，我的身体开始震动。
And so I was terrified, because I knew I'd really received the Holy Spirit.And what was worse was they kept saying we're the true church, and now I thought, oh no, they're right.
我觉得很糟糕的一件事情是，我以前一直认为我已经得圣灵了，而且他们一直说他们是真教会，而我向来不认同。我想说，哦，这真是糟糕啊。
And so yeah, I even when the preacher came and asked me, he says, "Did you pray in tongues like this before?" I said, "Yeah."
当传道者来问我说，你现在祷告的灵言就像以前的灵言一样吗？我说，对啊。
Anyways, from that moment on, I was really seeking after the truth because I knew God had put me in that church, and I thought that the people were crazy because they kept calling themselves the true church.
得到圣灵之后呢，我就一样的持续的不断寻求真理，但我觉得这些人简直疯了，他们怎么可以说自己是真教会呢？
And so, of course, they wanted me to be baptized again.
首先遇到的问题就是他们希望我再受洗一次。
So I already been baptized twice.
但是我已经受洗两次了。
And not only that, but I had seen many, many miracles, and I had a very powerful relationship with God. Why do I need to be baptized?
而在之前我已经见过这么多、这么多、这么多的奇迹了，为什么我还需要再洗礼一次呢？
And but I was, of course, I was very concerned for my brothers and sisters at the church because they seemed to have no peace because I was not baptized.
但为了教会的弟兄姐妹，我觉得我应该要受洗，因为他们似乎对于我不受洗这件事感到很不安。
So then in the summer, Elder Chan.He came to visit to preach, and actually I knew at that time that they were going to be baptizing because they were.
在那一年的暑假，张长老到加拿大去，那举行灵恩布道会。
So he started to argue with me to say, you know, you have to be baptized.
他开始跟我争论说你应该要受洗。
And so I was very happy actually because I was disturbed that my brothers and sisters were not at peace. But so I thought, well, if there is any way that makes a baptism right, then, you know, I will do it. So I was happy he was arguing with me.
这对我而言是一件很困难的事情，因为当然为了弟兄姐妹的心中的平安，我应该要再受洗，但是我想要做的是什么是在神眼中为对的事，我想要接受什么是正确的洗礼呢？
And so while he was arguing with me, the love of God was so strong that I actually thought he was speaking to me in English, like I could hear his voice talking to me in English.
张长老张瑞哲传长老，我们都知道他讲中文，这是我自己补充的，对不起。张长老讲得很激动，所以他在跟我讲话的时候，我甚至认为他在跟我讲英文。
And I thought, oh, this is really strange.
这对我而言，这太奇怪了吧。
And so I thought, well, maybe because there's an interpreter there sometimes. But then I thought, well, the one time I thought he talked to me alone. And I thought, how do I hear him in English? It's strange.
有时候会有翻译的人员帮我们做中间的翻译，但是有一次我跟他两个在单独谈话的时候，我觉得他就是用英文跟我讲话。
So it's just the love of God was so strong that I could hear him this way.
在那时候神的工作很大，所以我根本就没有听到他原本所说的话。
So finally he said one thing that convinced me. He said,If the person that baptizes you does not have the Holy Spirit, then what authority does he have to baptize? And so I thought, yeah, that's right. I thought, my mother can't baptize me. I can't baptize myself. You know, the church is built with spiritual authority.
最后他提出了一点说服了我，就是说，如果为你施洗那个人，他自己没有圣灵的话，他如何有这个权柄为你施洗呢？我想说，对，我妈妈不能帮我施洗，我也不能为自己施洗。
Yeah, and so he quoted the verse where he breathes the Holy Spirit into the disciples, giving them the power and authority to forgive sins.
他又提出了圣经里面提到的一个经节，说当圣灵降下，那使徒可以借由圣灵的力量去做赦罪的，就拥有赦罪的权柄。
So, of course, I agreed to baptize. It was the most beautiful day of my life.
在思考了几天之后，我想我应该同意要接受洗礼了。
But after I was still nervous because I had to explain I was a very strong Christian. My friends were also strong Christians, so I had to defend myself why I need to be baptized again. So I sent an email to my closest spiritual friend and I tried to defend myself. And to be honest, I was a bit nervous because I was just using Bible verses, you know, to defend myself. I was worried that, you know, God didn't like it, so.
在当时我其实心里在做这个决定的时候，我其实是很紧张的。我不断地用圣经上的经节来说服自己，来跟自己做辩论。那我当时，因为我之前曾经是很虔诚的基督徒，我也有很多属灵的同伴，那我就找了一个其中很跟我很亲近的属灵同伴。
So actually, after I sent him the message, I quoted the Bible verse,Try to quote the Bible verse that says you have to have, that you have the spiritual authority, the disciples have the authority to forgive sins, and so then that's why I needed to be rebaptized. But then after I sent it,
圣灵给我，我在寄给他的电子邮件当中，也举出了圣经中的经节说，要圣灵给予权力，才有赦罪的权柄。
Yeah, so after I sent it, though, I realized I put in the wrong verse.
当我一寄出这个电子邮件的时候，我就发觉，哦，糟糕，我举列出错误的经节。
And so I thought, oh, I feel so stupid. He's going to think I'm dumb. Like all these people have just convinced me of this to be baptized again.
我觉得我做了一件蠢事。我想我的朋友一定觉得说，哦，我一定是个大笨蛋，怎么会做这样的事情？怎么会讲这样的经节呢？
And so after I sent it, I looked at the verse. I thought, maybe there's some hope. So I looked at the verse. So I wonder what I told him in this Bible verse.
但我回头再去看了这个我所举列的错，我认为错误的经节的时候，我突然 想说也许这才是我应该要举列的经节。
And so I looked at the verse that I actually sent, and the verse said, "You will indeed be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with."
那个经节我寄给他的，刚好就是说，你们要受我所受过的那个洗，这是耶稣讲的话，记载在马太福音。
忘记。
马可福音。马可福音。
And so when I
马可福音，我刚有查了一下。
So when I read this verse, just a chill went through my body. I felt like God was blessing my baptism. Like my baptism is good in His eyes.
当我再一次读这个经节的时候，马可福音十章三十八节、三十九节那边，当我再一次读这个经节的时候，我觉得是神在告诉我，我应该要接受这次的洗礼。
And so of course, a few months later, then I read Paul Wei.He was told by the Holy Spirit, "You must be baptized with the baptism of Jesus."
在之后不久，我读到了为保罗所写的，他说，你们要一定要接受这耶稣所受的洗的这个洗。
Of course, then I understood all the truth is that, that we have to follow the example of Christ in baptism and foot washing and communion, and that this is the one baptism that Paul talks about in Ephesians.
我就了解到真理一定是借由耶稣所表现、所示范过的，不论是洗礼、圣餐礼或是洗脚礼，都要根据耶稣的榜样跟示范。那这是唯一的一个洗。
And so, of course, one thing I was always very strong about, this is why I try to help in the Bible study, was that all believers should be united in one church.
那我觉得我应该要让这个读经一起读经的伙伴们知道，所有的教会应该要合而为一。
And this is Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七章这个耶稣的祷告里面，耶稣特别提到这是要合而为一。
And so the reason that they're divided, of course, is because they all have their own practice, their own baptisms. And so, of course, there's one, we know the one true way. Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth. And that is.
而他们所需要学习的就是每一个教会都有他们自己的洗礼方式，而他们应该要学习的是这唯一的一洗是以耶稣为示范，耶稣所亲自做过示范的洗礼。
And so, of course, I was so excited when I discovered this. And so So right away, I sent a letter to all the 400 churches in Edmonton, inviting them to a meeting.
我很高兴发现了这个真理。我很高兴我发现了这个真理，因此我立刻寄了电子邮件给在爱德蒙城市的400所教会，告诉他们说，所有的洗礼都应该是这样的洗礼，这样子我们才能够合而为一。
And so actually, the people, when they read the letter, they were astonished.
当他们读到这封信的时候，他们
surprised.
他们很惊讶，很惊奇。
That there was actually a true way in which that was true, like that we just follow the example of Christ, and that's why how we can be united.
原来真的有一个方法是我们可以做的，让我们能够合而为一，就是依照耶稣所做的示范这样的洗礼。
So of course the churches are a bit slow and moving, but we need to just pray. So we just pray, and then we are keep continuing to like preach the message.
也许我们教会的工作是很缓慢的，但是我们要不断的祷告，为了福音的工作持续的祷告。
So as for my own family, you probably want to know my family is coming to the church.
至于我的家庭呢？
So my mom, she comes often, but not all the time to the church.
我母亲常常参与真教会的聚会，但不是固定的出席。
So my daughter, I told her about how I received the Holy Spirit, and I told her about the uniting example of Christ, and she believed we were the true church in 2 weeks.
在我告诉我女儿说我如何得到圣灵，以及耶稣亲自做了模范，要让我们知道什么是正确的方法的时候，他在两周之后就相信了这样的道理。
But she's working on Saturday now, so I we have to pray about that too.
但他礼拜六要工作，所以他还没有来教会。我们也请大家为这件事祷告。
So anyway, thank you for listening to my testimony. God bless.
谢谢给我这样的机会做见证，也愿一切荣耀归给天上的神。
So you said that.
I said that. Do you have to say?
May all glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的神。